Listen. You show the halqas here. Please write it here. Yes. You please write the halqas here. Yes. You write the halqas. The halqas. And please. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, respected elders, my dear brothers, once Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, this work will go on even after you depart, after you pass away from dunya, this work is going to continue, this work is going to go on. And we may come across certain matters for which we may not get answer in Quran and Hadith. Such matters may come. For those matters we may not find answer in Quran, in Hadith. At such a time when such things come up, what we should do? This was the question Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, when you come across such a situation, do mashwara with fuqaha abideen. Do mashwara, consult with fuqaha and abideen. And work according to their mashwara. And don't implement am telling you hadith. And don't implement any individual's roi. And don't work on any individual's opinion, roi. This is the hadith. I repeat you. Sayyidina Ali asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, this work will continue even after you. Matters may come up for which we may not find answers in Quran and Hadith. In such an event, what we should do? What a beautiful question. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make mashwara with fuqaha abideen. Consult fuqaha and abideen. And work according to their mashwara. And don't implement and don't run on any individual's opinion. This is hadith. Who are fuqaha abidin? Who are fuqaha abidin? Fuqaha, those who have the understanding of deen. They understand deen. They understand the matters of deen. They are fuqaha who have the understanding of deen, understanding of shariat. And abidin, those who have the fear of Allah. These two are the criteria which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. That when you come across such matters, for which you may not, if you don't get any direct answer in Quran and Hadith, then you consult with fuqaha and abideen and work according to their mashwara. Who are these fuqaha and abideen? Fuqaha is those who have the understanding of deen, understanding of shariat. They know deen, they know shariat. And they have the fear of Allah. If one doesn't have the fear of Allah, that is the basis, that is the criteria. Mere knowledge will not work unless one has the fear of Allah. Therefore, in Quran, everywhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqullah, ittaqullah, ittaqullah. And incidentally, during Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala's khilafat, and before that, during Sayyidina Usman's khilafat, matters came up, differences cropped up. And you see, Sayyidina Ali himself had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he worked according to the mashwara. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh founded this work on Mashwara. Dr. Mubin was telling me that yesterday there was no explanation about Mashwara, so I am starting with that. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh based it on Mashwara. And all the three akabir salatha, we call them. Maulana Ilyas, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayh. They had submitted themselves to Mashwara. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh wrote a letter in his last part of life And that happens to be his last letter in the book, Letters of Maulana Ilyas, which Maulana Sayyid Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi has compiled. Maulana Sayyid Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi was from among those ulama who had associated themselves with the work of Dawat during the time of Maulana Ilyas rahmatullahi. He was one among those few ulama who had joined the work of Dawat associated with Maulana Ilyas rahmatullahi. I have personally heard from him, Maulana Ali Mia rahmatullahi alayhi. He was a great man, great man. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the opportunity of being in with Maulana Ilyas in his journeys. And when Maulana Ilyas was weak, was not able to give bayan, he would call me or Maulana Manzoor Romani. These were the two great ulama who joined the work of Dawat at the time of Maulana Ilyas rahmatullahi. So I have heard myself from Maulana Ali Mia that he said, Allah gave me this opportunity to be in the journeys with Maulana Ilyas, and Allah gave me this favor that whenever Maulana Ilyas would feel weak and was not able to give bayan, he would call me or Maulana Manzoor Romani, and he would say, keep your ears on my lips. His voice had become so feeble. So he would say, keep your ears on my lips, and then would say one or two sentences and would tell us, explain this to the majmua. You'd say one or two sentences, would say, explain this to the majmua. And I have that honor of representing him and explaining him what he wants to the majmua. So he is the man, Maulana Ali Mia. Maulana Ali Mia was Shaykh al-Tafsir, or Maulana Manzoor Romani was Shaykh al-Hadith in Nadwa. And they joined Maulana Ilyas rahmatullahi, among the few ulama. So he said, he compiled the letters of Maulana Ilyas. And that book is known as Makatib. Makatib means letters. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullahi. Many letters. The last letter happens to be of those Makatib. That last letter happens to be the letter written by Maulana Ilyas to Qari Tayyib Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband. Two great, great men. Maulana Ilyas. Letter to Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the then principal of Darul Uloom Deoband. This is a detailed letter. The main part of the letter I am translating you. The main part of the letter, he writes, Maulana Ilyas writes to Maulana Qari Tayyib rahmatullah. So Maulana Ilyas writes, in future this work will be carried on under the supervision of a shura. It's a printed book. See the last letter. This work will be carried on under the supervision and guidance of a shura. In that shura will be of mashayikh مشايخ علماء علماء شریعت مشايخ طریقت. This is مولانا الیاس letter words I am telling you. علماء شریعت مشايخ طریقت and احباب سیاست. These three categories he has mentioned, مولانا الیاس. This will be carried on, this work in future will be carried on by a shura which will consist of ulama-e shariat, mashayikh-e tariqat and arbab-e siyasat. Ulama-e shariat, those who know shariat, those who know shariat, mashayikh-e tariqat, who have a connection of their connection with Allah. Mashayikh, those who have the connection of Allah. Does it, that is taqwa. That is mentioned in hadith. Fuqaha abidin, abidin. So this work will be carried on under the supervision and guidance of a shura. This shall consist of ulama-e shariat, mashayikh-e tariqat, mashayikh, and arbab-e siyasat, those who know the ahwal of dunya, those who know the ahwal of dunya, those who understand the ahwal of dunya, under their guidance this work will be carried on, and they will hold mashwara with a certain duration, with a certain fixed duration. I am not mixing my words. I am translating you the what Mawlana Ilyas has written. They will hold mashwara with a fixed duration. Like once in 2 months, once in 3 months. They will hold mashwara. And they will guide. And under their supervision, this work will go on. This is the last letter of Maulana. Whose letter? Don't report me something what I did not say. Whose letter? To whom? Qaid Tayyib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this ummah what is mashwara and how we should submit to mashwara and how mashwara to be done. What is mashwara? How we should submit to mashwara and how mashwara should be done. Are neend aa rahi hai to piche baith jao. Sit behind. So, kya bol raha tha main? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself taught the ummah what is mashwara, how the mashwara should be done, and how we should obey the mashwara. I will tell you three instances where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the ummah how mashwara is to be done. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught salat, as he taught hajj, as he taught zakat, he also taught mashwara. Three instances I will quote. One, the instance of Badr. In Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam camped at a place, camped at a ground. A Sahabi came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the place where you are camping is a wahi? Allah has told you to camp here? Or it is a raya, opinion? You have thought that this is a suitable place. If it is wahi, our heads are down. Our heads are down. And if it is because of, it is because you have thought that this is a suitable place, then Ya Rasulullah, I have a roy. I have a opinion. This is not a suitable place. I have moved in this area a lot. I understand fields. So this is not a proper field. March ahead. March ahead. Go there and camp there. This is my rai. If it is wahi, our heads are down with no rai. But if it is rai, then I have my rai. Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sahaba, remove your tents. Go there where this Sahabi is telling you. Go and camp there. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, remove your tents. Go and camp there where this Sahabi is telling you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed the tents of Sahaba. He himself went ahead and camped the place in the ground where this Sahabi was mentioning. And future it showed that was the right selection. That was the right selection. It rained, water gathered, and Sahaba got water. And that place became stiff, strong. So this is one instance where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left his own roy and took the roy of, say, a Sahabi. And before that is more important. Mashwara about azan. Azan. Jamaat. Salat with Jamaat will be offered. Wahi came that now onwards Salat will be offered with Jamaat. In Mecca, there was no question of Jamaat. In Mecca, four Muslims could not gather in one place. We call it section 144. I don't know whether it is famous in your places or not. For section 144 we call it, where four persons cannot gather at one place. So in Mecca, 144 was for Muslims, that they cannot gather in one place. If they happen to come and offer Salat in Haram, they would be beaten up. You are so dare to offer Salat in Haram. But when they came in Medina, it was a free environment. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered his first Jummah while going from Quba to Medina. On the way, he offered Jummah. He gave khutbah and he offered Jummah. So the command came that now Salat will be offered with Jamaat. And ulama have written that Salat with Jamaat is the speciality of this ummat. Earlier ummats also had Salat with few differences, but they had Salat. But Salat with Jamaat, no other ummat had this. Salat with Jamaat is the speciality of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the wahi came that Salat will be offered with Jamaat, now when Salat is to be offered with Jamaat, a call has to be given. People have to be called that it is time for Salat. That was not the time of watches. And now watches, smartphones have taken the place of watches. That was not that time. A call has to be given. So how, what methodology should be adopted to tell people that it is time for Jamaat? Come, it is time for Jamaat. So such an important matter. Whatever starts today, that will go on until the day of Qiyamah. So such an important matter, what method should be adopted? Sahib Wahi is present. Wahi is not coming. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present. Wahi has come to offer salat with Jumat. But how to give call for salat? That Wahi is not coming. Sahib Wahi is present. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did? Tell me. What did he do? Mashwara. He taught the ummat mashwara. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mashwara. Sahaba are giving different opinions. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not clear. He says, okay, think more. We will do it again. For how much long they would have sat, they would have discussed this matter. And in the end, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never decides. Sometimes we get fed up. Decide, man, decide something. What decide something? Is your house matter? Is the matter of deen? So how much long Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have discussed with Sahaba, and ultimately he did not decide anything and said, okay, you think over more, we will discuss it again. Mashwara dispersed without decision. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present. And then, you know, one Sahabi had a dream, and in his dream he saw an angel standing at a height and calling the words of Azan. And those words he remembered in the dream itself. And he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, I went back with this fikr that what starts today will go on until Qiyamah. So what method should be adopted? I went with this fikr and I had a dream that someone is calling these words." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately said, "Call Bilal and tell him these words and ask Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to give azan." This is mashwara. So how many occasions did I say? Huh? One is Badr, second is Adhan. And third is, oh, very important. At the time of Uhud, when Quraysh came, invaded Medina, they came to fight at Uhud. Rasulullah ﷺ made mashwara with Sahaba. The mashwara was that they have come prepared. A mighty army prepared to finish us, to finish Medina. How should we face them? Should we come out of Medina and fight with them? Or should we stay in the city, in the town, and defend ourselves? This was the mashwara at the time of Uhud. The elderly Sahaba, among Sahaba, for us all are elders. But among them, the elderly Sahaba, among Sahaba, they were keeping quiet. They were not giving roy. They were keeping quiet. And the youngsters among them, youngsters always hurry. Don't mistake me. Always youngsters, they hurry. One after the other, they were giving a roy that we should not defend ourselves in Medina. We will come out and show our bravery in the field. We will come out of Medina and fight. And elderly Sahaba are keeping quiet. All youngsters, one after other, they are giving roy. Let us come out of Medina.
and show bravery in the field. The elderly Sahaba, they were trying to understand what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants. Mansha, mansha, that is called mansha. Man means yourself. Sha, what do you want? Mansha means what do you want? So elderly Sahaba, they wanted to know what is the mansha of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were trying to understand whether he wants to come out or he wants to stay in Medina and defend. They were trying to understand. And were keeping quiet because they wanted to know what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants. And the youngsters were trying to impose their opinion, Roy. Ya Rasulullah, we will come out and we will show our bravery in the field. Mashwara was going on. Elderly Sahaba were keeping quiet. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood up. He went into the house. He went into his house and came prepared for fight, putting the dress of the fight. Zira, what do you call it? Armor. And he prepared and came out of the house. Now when he went inside the house, it was a free atmosphere now. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not there. He has gone inside the house. Then the elderly Sahaba said to these youngsters that you were in haste. You did not try to understand what Rasulullah wants. And instead you were trying to impose your opinion. And they also realized. The youngsters also, yeah, they realized, but they realized later. So they also realized. And elderly Sahaba also told them that you did haste. You should have waited until Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says what his mansha is. You were trying to implement your mansha. And during that, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came prepared. Came out of the house prepared. Then these youngsters said, Ya Rasulullah, forgive us. These youngsters said, Ya Rasulullah, forgive us. We realized that we did haste. Instead of trying to understand what you want, we were trying to tell what we want. Instead of trying to understand what you want, we were trying to tell what we want. Ya Rasulullah, forgive us. Now you do what is your mansha. You decide what is your mansha. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the Nabi, when he gets prepared and comes out, he would not remove his armor until a decision comes from Allah. So come, we will go out. So we will come, we will go out. He went to Medina. He went to Uhud. Rasulullah himself made the safs of Sahaba to fight. And he fixed 50 Sahaba on a strategic point from where there was the enemy could come across and fight. So there he fixed 50 Sahaba and instructed them, whether victory or defeat, you should not leave this place. This mount was a strategic place. He fixed 50 Sahaba and instructed them that whether victory or defeat, you should not move from here. In the first instance, Sahaba became Sahaba won the war. They were collecting the booty. The people of Makkah had retreated from the field. They had retreated. War was won. Sahaba were collecting the booty. These 50 Sahaba whom Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had posted at the mount, differences occurred between them. Between them, differences. Ikhtilaf. The Sahaba said that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's instruction was during the war. Now the war is over. People of Mecca have retreated. And our satis are collecting the booty. Why should we not collect the booty? Let us go down and collect the booty. Amir said, remember what Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Remember, whether victory or defeat, we should not leave this place. But they deferred. And 37 Sahaba left the place. 13 remained. 13 remained at that point, and 37 Sahaba, they came down and they started collecting booty. Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid, he was the master of art of war. He thought that this strategic place is empty. He took a round and he hit Sahaba from behind. They were collecting the booty. He took a round. And that was this strategic point. These 13 could not defend him. And he brought the army from behind, and Sahaba were taken from back. 70 Sahaba met Shahadat. 70 Sahaba met Shahadat. Sayyidina Hamza, Huzur's beloved uncle, he met Shahadat. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Sayyidina Hamza, he cried like a baby. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried like a baby when he saw his condition, that his chest was cut, liver was taken out. He's lying in such a condition that his chest is cut, his liver is taken out, which was done by Hinda. So when he saw this condition of his uncle, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his uncle was his beloved. And Sayyidina Hamza also was beloved to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasul was beloved to him. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried like a baby. Then ulama has said, ulama have written, it's written, the ulama have written that at that point, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so hurt in his heart that 70 Sahaba died. Sayyidina Mas'ab bin Umair met Shahadat, Sayyidina Hamza met Shahadat, Sayyidina Mas'ab, the young lad who was the cause of bringing Medina into Islam. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was hurt in heart, and maybe ulama have written this. I am not telling from me. Maybe Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam might have felt in his heart that in future mashwara should not be made with them. In future I am not going to make mashwara with them. It is because of their mashwara I decided to come out of Medina. And then I told them, instructed them to be at that strategic point, but they disobeyed. And that was the result, that 70 Sahaba went Shahadat. That was the result. So three points were: one, on their mashwara I came out. Otherwise Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to stay in Medina and defend. And then they disobeyed my instruction, that they left that strategic point. And the result, that 70 Sahaba met Shahadat. So ulama have written that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam might have felt in his heart that in future
Mashwara should not be made with them. I will not make Mashwara with them.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat in Quran. Allah revealed the ayat in Quran.
Wa'afu anhum. Wa'afu anhum. Oh my beloved Rasul, forgive them.
Wa'afu anhum. Oh my beloved Rasul, forgive them.
Yes, these are their faults.
They pressurized you. They pressurized you to come out of Medina and fight in the field. They disobeyed you by leaving the strategic point. Now you are hurt in heart. But my beloved Rasul,
wa'afu anhum. Forgive them.
Wastaghfir lahum. And seek forgiveness also from Allah for them. The mistake they did. Seek forgiveness from Allah. You also forgive.
وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ.
And in future, you are thinking that I will not make Mashwara. It is because of their Mashwara all this happened. I am not going to make Mashwara with them. No.
وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ.
In future also make Mashwara with them. Ajeeb.
وَعَفُ عَنْهُمْ بَسْ. Forgive them.
وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Seek forgiveness from Allah for them.
وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ.
And in future also make Mashwara with them.
The Ummat was taught Mashwara.
So my dear brothers, this work is based on Mashwara.
Masjid Mashwara.
At the first instance, Masjid Mashwara.
Every Masjid Jamaat will work with Mashwara.
And how Mashwara will be done? We will not try to impose what we want.
Anything comes to your mind, you put it in the Mashwara. But whatever is decided, obey it.
Yes, you have many things. See, like our faces are different.
Our ideas are also different.
Each one has his own opinion. But we will not impose what we want.
Sometimes our sathis say,
they put something in the Mashwara. If the brothers do not agree for it or don't accept it, then they start telling each other. Lobbying not allowed in Mashwara.
Start lobbying. See, what a good opinion I give. What is wrong in it? My sathis are not understanding.
See, oh, this is the benefit, this is the benefit, this is the benefit. What a beautiful opinion I had in my mind and I give to my sathis.
They are not accepting it.
They are not agreeing for it.
He is all lobbying.
Our Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his darjas.
He used to say that whatever comes to your mind, don't hesitate to place in the Mashwara, place it.
But if your sathis do not agree, then who is not making them agree? Who is not making them agree? Who is not putting this point in their hearts? Who?
Tell brothers.
Allah has, something has come in my mind. I am placing it in the Mashwara. They are not agreeing for it. Then who has not put in their hearts?
Tell.
Then what should I do?
Instead of lobbying my sathis to accept my roy, I should tell Allah.
That is dua. That is dua.
That is our way, path.
What should I tell Allah?
Ya Allah, what you have put in my mind, put in my sathis mind also?
Is it? That means you are giving right to Allah. Then what should you tell Allah? Ya Allah, what you has come to my mind, if you are pleased with it, if you are pleased with that, put this in the minds of my satis also. Put it in their hearts also. And if you are not pleased with it, then remove it from my mind and heart. If you are pleased, put it in their hearts, in their minds. If you are not pleased, then tell. Tell. So that you can make this dua when you get across such thing. This dua you have to make to Allah, ya Allah. If you are pleased, put it in their minds also, in their hearts also. The hearts are in your hand. يُقَلِّبُ كَيْفَ يَشَاء. You, as you turn hearts as you like. So if you like this Roy which has come to me, if you like it, put it in the minds and hearts of my satis. And if you are not pleased with me, with this Roy, then what? Tell. You reply me. Huh? Remove it from my mind and my heart also. If you like it, put it in their hearts. If you don't like it, remove it from my heart, from my mind. What a simple work. What a straightforward word. Our Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that work is very pure. Very pure. We make it impure by our nafs. The purity of work becomes impure when our nafs takes share in it. When our nafs takes share in it, then it becomes impure. A barrel of milk. A barrel of milk. MashaAllah, how many barrels these tuck shops have for making coffee and tea? A barrel of milk. Pure. But if you put a few drops of lemon in a barrel of milk, what happens? A few drops of lemon, the milk is spoiled. It's spoiled. You can't make tea, you can't make coffee, you can't drink it as it is. A few drops of lemon spoil the whole barrel of milk, pure milk. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali used to say that work is pure like milk. But when our nafs takes share in it, then the impurity comes. Impurity comes from our nafs. So we need to guard ourselves. No, don't guard others. If you try to guard others, then fight will start. Guard myself from my nafs taking part in the work of in this great work. Our Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayh used to go to Saharanpur to Shaykhul Hadith. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh was his ustad and also was his father-in-law, Khusar. Both Maulana Yusuf or Maulana Inam, they both were the students of Maulana Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, who has written this book of Fazail. This book of Fazail he wrote on the direction of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh. He directed him to write this book of Fazail. And he was the ustad of both Hazratjis, Maulana Yusuf, Maulana Inam, and also their father-in-law both. So Shaykhul Manana Zakariya Manana Inamul Hasan used to go to Saharanpur. Once when he went to Saharanpur, Malana Shaykhul Hadith asked him, Mali Inam used to call him Mali Inam. He was his student, he was his shagird, and also son-in-law. So he used to call Mali Inam, tumhare Hazrat Ji banne se kya farak hua? तुम तो हजरत जी बन गए, इतने बड़े आदमी हो गए, سارے عالم کے حضرت جی بن گئے, سارے عالم کے, ناٹ سیلف امپوزڈ, دی ہول عالم سبمٹڈ ٹو ہم. وین ایور ہی ڈیسائڈیڈ سم تھنگ, نو بڑی وڈ آسک وائی. So you have become such a great man. When a person gets some great authority and post, changes come in him. He never remains the same. The post and the authority changes him. Changes come in him. So now you have become Hazratji for the whole world. So kya hua? What happened? What change came in you? Politely, Maulana Inamul Hasan replied, Hazrat, before I used to have a roy. He was a man of roy. Maulana Yusuf never decided anything without the roy of Maulana Inam. And once he cleared it, he said, I don't decide anything without his roy, because he has understood, he has heard Maulana Ilyas more than me. My mizaj was ilmi, writing books, busy in books. So I didn't have that company of Maulana Ilyas which Maulana Inam had. Maulana Yusuf Sahib clarified it. He used to be with Maulana Ilyas like shadow. Like shadow does not separate from the original. He used to be like a shadow with Maulana Ilyas. So what he, sohbat he got of Maulana Ilyas and understood him, I did not get that much sohbat. Therefore, I don't decide without consulting him. I don't decide. This was Maulana Yusuf. And then Maulana Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam says, when Hazrat Ji asked, when Shaykh ul Hadith asked, what difference came in you after becoming Hazrat Ji? He said, Hazrat, before I used to have a roy. Now I don't have a roy. Whatever my satis decide, I accept it. Ajeeb, Allahu Akbar. What maqam is this? This is the maqam of mukhlisin. The change has come in me. The change is that earlier I used to have a roy, now I don't have a roy. Whatever my satis decide, I accept it. And that is our experience, mushahada. That several times we used to take matters to Maulana Inam ourselves, and we used to ask him his opinion. He would say, put it in the Mashwara. Tomorrow put it in the Mashwara. He never decided anything. Put it in the Mashwara. And then when Mashwara decided something, it was not a decision. We never took it as a decision to Hazrat Ji. We took it as a proposal. Satis are proposing. Then Hazrat Ji would say, Allah barkat farmaye. Bhai, tumne socha hai? Allah barkat farmaye. Allah qubul farmaye. That was our elders. Once, one of our elderly satis, Dr. Khalid Siddiqui from Aligarh, one of our elderly satis, he asked Hazrat Ji, does Amir have the authority to decide against the opinion of all the satis? Satis have some opinion. Does Amir have the authority to decide what he wants against the opinion of all the satis? His satis? Hazrat Ji said, Bhai, ikhtiyar to hai, لیکن یہ بھی دیکھ لو کہ تمہارے ساتھی مانیں گے. You have the authority to decide against the roy of everybody, but see whether they will accept it. Also you see whether they will accept it.
Then our Khalid Siddiqui, he asked Hazrat Ji, if they don't accept, then what should Amir do? Amir decided. Sathis are not agreeing. If they don't agree, then what Amir should do? Hazrat Ji said, Bhai, wo tumhari nahi mante, tu unki maan lo. Arre bhai, wo tumhari nahi mante, tum unki maan lo. If they don't accept yours, then you accept their raya. If they don't accept you, you accept them. Subhanallah, this is our work. Subhanallah, this is our work. Don't insist, don't implement. Don't ask Allah to put what you want in your sati's minds. Ask Allah, Ya Allah, what you have put in my heart, if it is pleased to you, put in my sati's heart. If not pleased, then remove it from my heart. Our Hazrat Ji used to give a beautiful example. Maulana Inamul Hasan used to give a beautiful example. He used to say, Rai Milau. Rai Milau. That is Mashwara. Rai Milau. Rai Jama Karo. Mashwara, what is Mashwara? Rai Jama Karo. And he used to give example that the honeybee sucks the essence from flowers. It sucks the essence from every flower has an essence. Similarly, every mind has a roy. These minds are like flowers. Each flower has an essence. But these are in the mind, like essence in the flowers. What is the work of honeybee? It sucks it and accumulates it in the, what do you call that? Honeycomb. It sucks the essence and brings it and puts it in honeycomb. And when the essence from different flowers brought by the honey bee put into the honeycomb, then it becomes honey. Fihi shifaul linnas. Fihi shifaul linnas. Food for the healthy and medicine for the sick. Honey. Food for the healthy. Medicine for the sick. Benefits everyone. But when it is brought and put in the honeycomb, if it remains in the flowers, it doesn't help anybody. So Hazrat used to say that the minds are like flowers. Each one has its own fragrance. Each one has its own fragrance. But these are to be put in one place like honeycomb. And that is Mashwara. Like faces are different. Our opinions are also different. But put it in the honeycomb. Like different essences of different flowers. Then it becomes honey. Fihi shifaul linnas. So Hazrat Ji used to say, Rai Jama Karo. What is Mashwara? Mashwara, Rai Jama Karne Ka Naam Hai. Ke Jama Karo, Rai Jama Karo. Each one has its own fragrance. But all are accumulated, then becomes honey. My dear brothers, I give an example. The only thing which is taken out of the mouth and eaten. You understand? Only thing which is taken out of the mouth is eaten. That is honey. No other thing which anybody puts in the mouth, takes it out and gives, other will not accept it.
take a beautiful sweet. What is this? Laddu, peda. Take it home and then put it in your mouth. Then take it out and say, my dear darling, see how tasty it is. Peda brought from Joburg, from the famous shop. So tasty peda. But first you put in your mouth and then take it out and give it to your wife. Darling, taste it. What she will say? What happened to you? You have become crazy? This is what was given Bayan in Joburg Jor. You put in your mouth and then take it out and you put it and give it to me to eat. Where your beloved wife don't accept. So whatever is put in the mouth and taken out and given, nobody accepts. But honey that has come out of the mouth of, where from it has come? From the mouth of honeybee. And everyone eats, enjoys. This is Mashwara. Hazrat ji farmate the, Rai jama karne ka naam Mashwara hai. Rai jama karo. Like honeybee collects the essence of the flowers and puts it in honeycomb. And then it becomes, it will not become honey when it is, when it remains in the flowers. When it is put in the honeycomb, then becomes honey. Inshallah. Inshallah. What? I'll do what I like. I'll do what I want. No. I will submit to Mashwara. And I will do what Mashwara decides. Whether I like it or I don't like it. Whether I understand it or I don't understand it. Whether I understand or I don't understand. Whether I like or I don't like. Yes, something comes, I will put it. If a brothers agree, I also agree. If they don't agree, I agree to what they agree. I agree to what they agree. Inshallah, if our Mashwara comes on this foundation, inshallah you will see the work will grow. And inshallah, the growth of work is our growth. Work grows, we grow. May Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Kitna time ho gaya hai, mujhe ghadi do. Pone 12 ho gaya. So inshallah, so what will we do? What will we do? Submit to Mashwara. This is what our elders did. And this is what Maulana Ilyas has wanted. And in the beginning I said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, this work will go on in future. And if we come across certain things for which we don't find solution in Quran and Hadith, then what should we do? Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, consult, discuss, do mashwara with fuqaha abideen and follow it. And don't follow the raya or opinion of any individual. So may Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah. The second point is the mashwara put to execution. Whatever we decide in the mashwara, we put to execution. For that we need to sacrifice our time, our money, our intelligence, whatever Allah has gifted us. We need to spend it for the work of Deen and Dawat.
we were in Tongi, old workers' jod. Tongi old workers' jod. This is the second point I am telling you. First, I explained about Mashwara. This is second point. Naklo harkat. So we were in the old workers' jod of Tongi. There, alhamdulillah, about more than 2 lakhs, 200,000 gathered. And all these 200,000 are 4 months brothers. They don't allow even those who are spending 4 months, they don't allow them. They tell them, this year you complete your 4 months, next time you come here in the old workers' jod. So all the four, these 2,200,000 are those who have spent already 4 months. And we were hearing the karguzaris, like yesterday we were hearing your karguzaris. We were hearing their karguzaris. When we finished the karguzaris, we went to Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib. He was also listening to the karguzaris that were being given. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib said, you did not ask them what are they going to do. It is they related you what is going on in their areas. They gave you the karguzari of what is going on in their areas. But what they are going to do, what I am going to do, what I am going to do for this work, for deen, what am I going to do? Haji sir said, you did not ask this to them. Yesterday also that was not asked, no? What each one is going to do. Alhamdulillah, you gave the karguzari of 7 halqas of Transvaal, 7 halqas of Natal, Eastern Cape, Western Cape, all the karguzaris you give. But what am I going to do? Nobody gave this karguzari. Did we do that? Yes or no? So Haji Sahib said, you ask them what are they going to do. This is their area's karguzari. What is going on in their area? But what am I going to do? You ask them. Then we came back in the next majlis. We asked brothers, who will tell us what is he going to do? What is going on in his area? He said, you are all finished with it. Now what are you going to do? So we came and asked brothers that who will tell us what are they going to do? Some 10, 12, 15, 20 brothers stood up. We called them in the front. Each one started telling what he is going to do. What is he going to do? One very looking to be apparently a villager, cultivator, uneducated, unlettered. Mashallah, you are all educated and elite, educated and what should I say? But that man looked to me very illiterate. By his appearance, he looked like that. He may be a villager, cultivator, farmer. We called him, brother, come. You tell us what are you going to do. Such people, they are frank. They are frank. They don't make up things. They present it as they are. And we educated people, sometimes we mix things. So that man, he said, he was not even knowing Urdu. Very short man, wearing a lungi. One side is up, one side is down. These are frank people. Rasulullah Sahaba say, we used to wait for a certain Badu, villager, to come to Rasulullah. He would frankly ask question to Rasul. We would hesitate, but Rasulullah, he would frankly ask, and Rasul will reply, and we get the ilm. We get the ilm through these villagers. So that villager started saying,
in his broken Urdu, hum hamara jaan,
are bhai moli dilawar khafa ho jayenge. Anish bhai,
khafa mat ho na.
That brother said, hum hamara jaan, hamara maal, hamara shakti.
What is shakti?
Energy, courage, which Allah has given me.
He raised his hands like this. Qurban kar dega.
Hamara jaan, maal, hamara shakti, sab.
Like this.
He raised his hands like this. Qurban kar dega.
And as I told you, these people are frank. They say what is in their heart. They don't mix it. They don't make up. They are pure.
So when Haji Sahib heard this, he said that if this majma goes with this jazba,
if this majma goes with this jazba,
then we got what we wanted from the Jod.
If this majma goes with this jazba, then we got what we wanted from this Jod.
My dear brothers, same question.
Forgive me.
My status is not that. But I am telling you what our elder did. And same thing I am asking you. With what jazba we are going?
What are we taking from here?
You have a great talent. Like last night, my Maulana Ibrahim Sahib was telling that this country and the people living in this country have great talents.
Great talents.
But where are our talents are being used? Where are we using our talents?
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one of his beautiful du'as, one of the beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma ja'al himmati wa hawaya fi ma tuhibbu wa tarda.
Allahumma ja'al,
this is the du'a, masnoon du'a of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a ta'lim for us, for the ummah, until the day of Qiyamah.
That what Rasul asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to ask it.
When Rasul needs to ask it, we need more and more to ask it.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma jal himmati wa hawaya fima tuhibbu wa tarda.
O Allah,
Allahumma jal himmati, you have given me great himmat.
Himmat
is an Arabic word. We use in Urdu, himmat, but it's an Arabic word. Himmat,
courage.
You have given me courage, himmat.
Wa hawaya, aspirations, longings,
aspirations. You have given me great aspirations and great himmat. But O Allah, make me use this for what you like.
Fima tuhibbu.
Make me use my himmat, my courage, my aspirations for what you like. Today, yes, we have himmat. We have aspirations. But our himmat and aspirations are being used for what we want, not for what Allah wants.
Yes, we have himmat, we have aspirations.
You will see that Titanic man.
You don't know?
That Titanic man went down in the sea, to the bottom of the sea.
How much himmat he had.
But most unfortunately, where was he using his himmat?
To be drowned into the ocean?
To look at drowned ship? He went into the bottom of the ocean and he was drowned.
Went what for? What for? What for?
To look at drowned ship.
What nonsense it is.
But see his himmat. Himmat, courage. That he went down to the bottom of the ocean.
Aspiration. What aspiration? What was his aspiration?
To look at drowned ship.
And by going to look at drowned ship, he was drowned.
Unfortunately, my dear brothers, Allah, our himmat, our aspirations are being used for what I want, not for what Allah wants. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us ta'lim. This is the ta'lim of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the ummah. Dua that he asks Allah, oh Allah, Allahumma ja'al himmati wa hawaya fi ma tuhibbu wa tarda. Oh Allah, my hibbat, my aspirations, oh Allah, be used for what you like, not for what I like.
May Allah give us that jazba.
This is what we need to carry from here. This is why every annual jod of old workers is held. That we increase in sacrifice, we increase in qurbani. Once, Maulana Sayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi was one of our, you might have already seen him. He wrote a letter to one of our friends. He wrote to him, Allah ki raah mein jaan qurban karo, maal qurban karo. Allah ki raah mein jaan qurban karo, maal qurban. That we also say, you will say, what special thing Maulana said. Then he wrote two more things. Allah ki raah mein maal lagao, jaan lagao. You say what? This is what we also say in here. Then he said, Allah ki raah mein jaan lagao, maal lagao, dil lagao. What? Dil lagao. Dimaag lagao. Jaan maal to thodi thodi lag rahi hai. But dil dimaag, wo usi duniya ka hai. Jis par aashiq hai. He said, sacrifice your wealth, sacrifice your money, and use your heart and mind also for this work. Today, unfortunately, yes, we are giving some part of our time and part of our money. But my dear brothers, our heart and mind, our souls, tabligh has not entered still in our souls. When it enters the heart and mind, inshallah, it will enter the soul. When this Bengali man was telling this, his aspirations, it reminded me, I understood one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We had heard earlier many times, but after this villager's interpretation, I understood that hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, oh Allah, you give me, I spend on deen and then I die. And then, oh Allah, you give me life again. So, one life is not enough. You give me again and then again I will sacrifice my life for this cause. Oh Allah, you give me the life again and again I will sacrifice my life for this cause. In one hadith, three times, and in another hadith, four times, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ya Allah, give me life and spend my whole life for this cause that is not sufficient for me. Give me life again so that I again spend on my life for this cause. Give me life again and again I spend my life for this cause for which you have created me, for which you have made me Nabi and Rasul. For which you have made me Rabi and Rasul and created me. For that cause I spend my life and I meet Shahadat. Then again you give me life. I spend my whole life for my noble cause. And then I meet Shahadat. Three times Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In one hadith, four times Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ya Allah, give me
give me life once more so that I spend this for the cause for which you have sent me, you have made me Rasul and Nabi. My dear brothers, if we carry this from his soul worker's soul, then we have got the fruit of this jod. The fruit of this jod. The essence of this jod. Oh, mashallah, man. Our South African brothers, don't mistake me. They, mashallah, appreciate. They are good in appreciating. Oh, mashallah, man. What a beautiful bayan Maulana Ibrahim gave, man. I recorded, man. I will listen again. They are very beautiful brothers, South African brothers, in appreciating. But what is it going to give you? Unless I change myself. I change myself. That it enters my, as the Banana Saeed Khan said, enters my heart and mind. Unfortunately, dunya has entered our hearts and minds. Even while sitting in the old worker's door, we think of dunya. Tomorrow after dua, what am I to do? What am I to do? Going back for the same? From where I return? Going back to the same? No! I need a change in myself. Our Jamaat was in America last month, August. Maulana Ahmad Lat and we were in America. We had 4 ishtimas there: New York, Detroit, California, San Francisco, and then Houston. In all the 4 ishtimas, mashallah, Majma was like this. And New York, Majma was double than this. In New York, Majma was double than this. And all those brothers, mashallah, who studied from our countries and went on jobs, high jobs. It happens in our countries. These multinational companies, they keep an eye on those who are talented. They keep an eye. They keep their track. And once they finish their job course, they pluck them. They call it campus selection. As soon as they finish, they take it. They pick them from the campus, offer them great high salaries, and give them trainings and further education. Those youngsters. Our eyes were pleased to see that these youngsters who studied in our environments, and today they are working in America, they were the ones who were doing all khidmat. Like here your youngsters were doing khidmat, serving food, parking, security, traffic. Similarly, there are more restrictions, more than what you have. And all those khidmat, these youngsters were doing. Youngsters. And when I used to see them, our khidmat they were doing, Majma khidmat they were doing, feeding, cleaning the bathrooms. Who are they? Engineers. Computer engineer, civil engineer, mechanical engineer. High degrees. Post graduation courses during America. When I used to see them, I used to say, Firaun ke mahal mein Musa pal rahe hain. Firaun ke mahal mein ye Musa hain. Kahan pal rahe hain? Firaun ke mahal mein. They are all Musa. In where? Where in? In Firaun's palace. Musa was going. Here also they were ours. And there also they are ours.
When you look at them, they would look like maybe an imam or muezzin of some masjid. Their apparent look would look as if they maybe they are an imam or muezzin of some masjid. But they are not imam and muezzin, they are genius. And doing service and khidmat with whole heart. So this is what we have given talents, my dear brothers. But this talent, about the dunya, dunya is perfecter, another telling of talent. But deen is perfect. Oh, Allah has given you means. Allah has mentioned what the name with great regard. But who was he? He was a man who had learned means and used those means to travel to the far east and to the far west. By this work of Baba, the ummatis of Rasulullah, means of the Bible. Who are the mother? Who is there? Muhammad. But who brought the message of Sulaiman alayhi salam to the Queen of Saba? You are the man who is taking the message of Rasulullah.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your jamaat are carrying the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to four corners of the world. Which corner of the world you have left? Your jamaat are carrying the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the four corners of the world. That Hudhud carried the message of Sulaiman alayhi wa sallam. Your jamaat are carrying the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went to Saba. Your jamaat are going to the four corners of the world. This was the Hudhud-e Sulaimani, and your jamaat are Hudhud-e. Tell me, brothers, Hudhud-e Muhammadi. These are our aspirations. These are our aspirations.
To reach the corner of the world, taking the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Muhammad was saying, our part is the part. It is Allah's part to give hidayah. So inshallah, we are all ready. things that we used to do, they really were the ones of me. The Pharaoh, how could that be the ones of me? Maybe not Savannah. And the Pharaoh did. So Savannah, how much? How much? How much? In which one am I going to go? The least is 3 days. Nobody knows that too much. And then, where am I going? Where am I going? And then, where am I? 2.5 hours? sit on your right side, to your right. First, first. First shot, first shot. To the right of yours. Central goal. Second, length. Third, northwest. Fourth, north goal. Fifth, east goal. Sixth, west goal. And seventh, east goal. From first shot to the last shot. To your right. Thank you.